It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
You brush your teeth twice a day and you're feeling pretty good about that, you think. You're saying, I'm doing the right thing. They tell me I'm supposed to brush and floss. I'm using this fancy toothpaste. But really, what are you using? And if you do it twice a day, what's going into your mouth? And of course, the mouth is the entrance to so many parts of your body. My guest is Dr. Sandra Moldovan. She's a periodontist and nutritionist. Welcome to the show, Dr. Sandra. Tell us a little bit about our toothpaste.
This whole thing started with my own mouth. I actually had a problem using one of the major brand toothpaste. My gums all started sloughing one day after using this toothpaste for a few days only. So I didn't know what could happen. I thought it was something like a virus or something I contracted, but it wasn't that. So the more I did research, I looked into the ingredients of toothpaste. That particular toothpaste had pesticide in it.
Wow.
And I couldn't believe it. Yes. So even in small amounts, in minute amounts, it was put in the toothpaste to kill bacteria. And yes, it kills bacteria, but the problem is, it's also toxic to ourselves.
Wow. So what should people look for? I mean, you know, we hear about our cosmetics these days and parabens and our shampoo and our creams and all this, and now our toothpaste. So first of all, most toothpaste has sodium fluoride in it, you know, and we've been told that fluoride is really what you need, and this is absolutely, you know, what you have to have. Speak about that first.
So let's talk about fluoride. It's such a big controversy, even, you know, with our own dental association. But from all the studies that we do have and what we know about fluoride is that fluoride is really a drug and it should be used accordingly. We don't put drugs every day in water or toothpaste. So I think it should be used for those patients that really have a lot of dental cavities and are really prone to cavities to try to reverse some of their cavities. And I'm a believer that we should put fluoride in trays to do treatments overnight, not an everyday toothpaste.
Okay, so, and the toothpastes that we're using, because there's also, now isn't there fluoride in our water? And, you know, I mean, aren't we getting fluoride in many ways as well?
We are getting fluoride in many ways, and some areas have naturally occurring fluoride in the soil. So we are taking it that way. However, we do have a lot of studies showing that water fluoridation helps significantly decrease the cavities that were present. But really, we're not looking at the main issues. It's just covering a problem, which is introducing processed foods in our diet. That's what's really causing the issue. And I'm a true believer the mouth is a window into someone's health. So if the teeth are decaying, how are the organs doing? How is the stomach, the intestines, the heart? We can't see them. So I think by covering up with fluoride doesn't do us any favors.
Now, what about sodium lauryl sulfate and some of the other things that, I mean, should we be, as we look at labels on food, although I advocate food with no labels, but as I'm sure you do too, but should we be reading the labels of our toothpaste? Should we not be using toothpaste? What about the lauryl sulfate?
Oh, absolutely, we should be reading labels. I read the labels of everything, especially nowadays. We only have 60-some thousand chemicals present all over in our food, in our clothes, water, everywhere. And usually, if you cannot read it, don't put it in your mouth. I mean, the thin layer, the lining of the skin inside the mouth absorbs everything. That's why we use it to put a medication under the tongue to get absorbed fairly quickly in the system. Same with the toothpaste. We put these toxins in our mouth, even though we brush, let's say, 1 minute a day, twice a day, for a period of years. That's an accumulation of toxins.
Okay, so we've got, we've got things that are even, you know, active components in antifreeze, the propylene glycol that can be in our toothpaste, and the sodium lauryl sulfate. Now, what do you propose we use instead? Do you have a toothpaste we should be using? Should we be using baking soda? What should we be doing?
So sodium lauryl sulfate itself actually can cause canker sores. And I have patients that come in with canker sores. I tell them, go get a sodium lauryl sulfate-free toothpaste. And there's different brands you can find at natural food stores that are now found nationwide to substitute a regular toothpaste. And definitely read the ingredients. Antifreeze, which are polyethylene glycol, is actually present even in children's toothpaste. And it's the same antifreeze you would find in cars.
Yikes.
Yeah, pretty scary.
That's pretty scary. So what do you want us to use?
So I would like everybody to use a fluoride-free toothpaste with natural ingredients. And you have to be careful. If it says natural on the label, it doesn't mean it's natural, unfortunately. I've seen children's toothpaste all natural on the box, and when I looked at the ingredients, it still had antifreeze in it. So definitely read the ingredients. Avoid anything with propylene glycol, PVM polymer. There's another one called coca-metopropyl-betaine, which is actually the allergen of the year in 2004.
Wow.
So definitely avoid that, yes.
Do you have some toothpastes that you can name for us? I mean, like Arm & Hammer says, you know, that they have this good baking soda toothpaste. Do you have toothpaste if someone says, well, what am I supposed to buy?
I love a company called Jason. And they have a natural toothpaste. There's also Oromir, which is a toothpaste with different natural herbs to help for gingivitis. There's also a company called The Natural Dentist, who has toothpaste products that are excellent, and also mouthwashes that are great.
Now, these tend to be very expensive, Dr. Sanda. These all-natural toothpastes.
Yeah, actually, they've come down in price a lot. Which is great because we've had so many more natural toothpastes on the market. They used to be $10 a tube, and nowadays you can find them for $5 a tube. Even the Trader Joe's, I don't know if you have Trader Joe's out there, they have a great toothpaste for, I think, under $5 a tube.
Well, that is good to know, and yes, we do have Trader Joe's, but that's good to know. What about the old adage, you can use baking soda?
You know, actually, we don't need any toothpaste at all. The only reason we use it is really for that fresh feeling.
And what about hydrogen peroxide, too? I've heard that. That is really good.
Not per se hydrogen peroxide. It has to be diluted. You know, you don't want to use it straight out of the bottle because that could really burn the tissues. So as long as it's diluted, yeah, so you have to be careful with some of these things. But even baking soda by itself could be a little irritating. So especially if you have thinner gum tissues. So it's better probably to go with something that's already on the market and been tested.
Okay, so we get all natural toothpastes. We definitely read the labels. Look for things like propylene glycol, which is the antifreeze, and sodium lauryl sulfate. And, you know, what you said was we really don't need toothpaste. But people like that fresh feeling and that good breath it gives you for a little while.
That's true, you know, especially... we've had so many studies in periodontal world to show that just using the manual action of the brush helps to clean the plaque layer that forms on the teeth. Is really what that's what we're looking for. So really, you could brush and floss with absolutely no toothpaste and have a great result.
Well, I mean, I certainly will want to try that because I like the all-natural, but whenever I floss, then your breath gets so bad because whatever you flossed out smells terrible.
That's true. That's true. So it's always better to use a toothpaste to actually give you that fresh feeling.
Well, and, you know, it's sort of a catch-22 in that situation because you don't want those chemicals, and yet you want to not have really that bad breath. You've got about 20 seconds here, Dr. Sanda. Best advice on toothpaste.
So look at the ingredients. Always read the label and try different things that are out there in terms of the natural toothpaste. And I would recommend that you brush twice a day.
Brushing twice a day. You're listening to Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. And let's all stay well. Remember to brush and floss twice a day and read labels.